I'm sacrificed, your love for more of the night. I try to put up a fight, can't tie me down. I don't want to sacrifice for your love. I try, I don't want to sacrifice, but I love my time. A lot of people moan about their lives, and some are justified to moan. Some really aren't compared to previous generations. It would have been my grandma's 98th birthday last week, and I loved her so very much. She was incredible, as most grandmas are. It's very rare, isn't it, that you hear someone say, "Oh yes, my grandma, what a cunt." I think most grandmas are lovely, and granddads, because a lot of them went through the war, the Second World War, you know, as did my grandma, and they had nothing, and they had to sacrifice everything for the good of the country. Their loved ones, sometimes their children, they had nothing. And more than that, they sheltered in the underground with bombs dropping all around them. And when you've sacrificed everything and have bombs dropping on your head, you can't help really being a lovely person, you know. And not being a cunt. Because what you have is perspective and knowing what it's like to really struggle. And of course there are exceptions, but some people's biggest struggle today is, what is it? It's wondering which of the seven emotions they should choose on a post on Facebook. Because there are seven emotions now, aren't there? Like, love, care, laugh, wow, sad, angry. Which one should I choose? And this is the thing. When you click care, do you really care? Or if you really cared, would you text or call them? No, I don't care that much. You don't care that much, do you? You don't want to sacrifice too much of your time. So maybe all of these seven emotions should be replaced by just one. Bare minimum. Oh, let's do the bare minimum. What a sacrifice. Clicking bare minimum. And sometimes your friends are going through horrendous times, and that's all you do, isn't it? You click care, the bare minimum. How ridiculous. Imagine my grandma telling you the sacrifices she made throughout her life, giving everything for her family. And then she tells you the story of the day she sheltered in the underground from bombs falling all around her. Imagine after that you just said, care. Not even said care. That's more effort than bare minimum. I mean, you just tapped the word care on your phone strapped to your body that has never made a sacrifice in its life. But you still moan, don't you? Still you moan. Oh, my terrible life. Is it really terrible? Or do you only just have to look around you and certainly into your past to know what truly terrible is? And that is why, maybe, when you tell me that your life is bad, maybe deep down I actually don't care. Because maybe, deep down, I don't believe you. But I'll pretend to. Because my grandma, my beautiful grandma, taught me above all to be nice. She was nice her whole life. And that, with what surrounds us every day, is I think, the biggest sacrifice of all.